process. I can understand where they're coming from at one level. I do think they overstate the issues of inefficiency and delays. It is potentially a case that there could be delays, there could be inefficiencies, but I don't think historical evidence would support that that's been a problem in this committee. So I don't really think that's the issue. To me, I suspect, although it's not worded as such, that they would just prefer us not to be involved. It makes their life a lot easier, not having to engage with us on these issues. And they are on their agenda quite often, so there's a constant stream of stuff coming to us that we have to process, which just gets in the way of their smooth operation. So I can understand if that's the motivation, actually. I can understand where they're coming from, that, but my argument would be tough. That's just the way things go. Because I'm not really of the view that we are here to make their life easier. Now, the question that they do raise, which is a valid one, is that we shouldn't be doing the job of the executive. And there I certainly agree, where we have anything which is in consultation, that could be construed as problematic. And there is one instance where it's in consultation. But the notion that there's some sort of separation of powers problem, and that we're associated with one side of this problem because we're kind of doing this we shouldn't really do, is not one that I'm in agreement with. I agree that there's no legal issue, there's no constitutional issue really. It's just about a policy issue where we feel we need to locate ourselves. Now, I happened to be wandering through Parliament the other day, and unfortunately, they were on the walls of Parliament, so I just photographed them. Let me just read you what's on our agenda as Parliament right now, as we're sitting here today. The portfolio on agriculture, forestries, and fishing has received a letter from the Minister inviting the parliamentary committees, not one, several committees, in terms of the Marketing and Agricultural Products Act, to nominate candidates to serve on the National Agricultural Marketing Council. Right, that's them. Next one. Remember, this is all now. This is not stuck out of the last 5 years. Next one is Portfolio Committee on Communications. The Minister in the presidency, blah, 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 is informing the Minister of that the term of the Media Development Diversity Agency board member, Ms. XYZ, she has gone, and she's requesting the Assembly to commence with the process of recommending a suitable candidate to fill the vacancy. Next one is Justice and Constitutional Development. They're looking for a new Human Rights Commission person, and they want the committee to, they're requesting the Assembly to recommend a candidate. That's that committee. Next one is Arts and Culture. They have been requested by the Minister, in terms of the Act, blah, 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 of the National Council for Library and Information Services Act. I mean, really, we're not talking about big stuff here. To approve the composition of a panel to reconstitute the National Council for Libraries. Really. Next one, Portfolio Committee of Women, Children, and Disabilities. A letter has been received from the Minister submitting her resignation. One of the members resigned, and Parliament's being asked to allow, whether we accept that she be allowed to serve less than, notice of less than 3 months. Next one, Public Service Administration. They're looking for a new vacancy on the Public Service Commission, and the National Assembly is to approve 2 fit and proper persons to do so, etc. In other words, our current relationship with the Ministry, with the Department, in terms of appointing people, is not some exceptional thing that somehow we are engaged in a way that nobody else is. It's standard practice of Parliament. I mean, and some of these boards really look like really Mickey Mousey things to me that the committee's involved in. So if there's a separation of powers issue or principle, then it applies to all these guys as well. And frankly, I don't think there is. So the only issue to me is a policy issue. Do we want to be involved or not? Now, we've got 4 options before us. At a policy level, I'd say yes, there's no harm in being involved. The only issue is to what extent. Now, obviously, being informed by the Minister after the event, I don't call that being involved. So I'll scrap option one out as being involved. That's just simply receiving notification. I mean, that's just sitting down and reading a report. That's not being involved. So the other options are the ones that count. And frankly, I see no reason why, as a committee, we shouldn't be involved in some form or other, in the recommendation, in the panel, in the candidates, or whatever. Whether we want to do it, whether we think it's a schlep, and really it's too much of a hassle, this was handed back to them and not bothered, that's a separate issue. We'll make this part of the same issue. I think we should be doing that, and it does no harm. But it's up to the committee. But I don't think there's any issue other than that, whether we want to do it or not. The issue of whether it's convenient for the department to me is immaterial. The only issue is it's immaterial. You know, whether they like it or not is immaterial. The only issue is, do we want to do it? And I personally see no reason why we shouldn't continue doing it. it should be, I agree, in a standardized form. So what we do for Council A should be for Council B, C, and D. We don't want a different process for all. But merely to receive notification after 30 days of what the minister has done doesn't really excite me terribly. I'd like to be a bit more involved in that. So that's my take on the matter. But if the committee wants to say, hand it over to them, well, I live with it. It's not the end of the world. I won't commit suicide. But I do think we could be a bit more hands-on.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is that
Thank you.
we will have to postpone the decision on this because we are not forming a forum, a quorum, sorry. So we need what we can ask the department to do now, which is our power, is that they go and harmonize whatever they have promised to harmonize in the bill, and we'll call them again very shortly to bring the harmonized version, and probably by then we'll have a quorum and we'll be able to take a concrete decision of what we want to do. At that note, I thank you very much for having spent your time in Velage, part of Velage here, and I also thank you for advisors for all the good work that they have done. If I had enough money, I would have thrown a party for them. But unfortunately, I'm still struggling. Right, and I also thank my office desk and the advisor and the researcher for all the work that they have well done. I think they will update us with the developments. And thank you very much, honorable members. We must circulate the refined version of Mod 1 we discussed today to get back to us. And then we'll send up for Michelin. We'll set up another meeting.
Mm-hmm.